Moose Jaw, the dice were rolling, the imaginations were soaring, and a chorus of critical hit could be heard from upstairs at the Moose Jaw Public Library on the late morning and afternoon of July 12, as the Moose Jaw Gamers Association hosted a one-day tabletop RPG event for fantasy fans, dice slingers and curious newcomers alike. Held in two rented rooms on the upper floor, the event featured a variety of one-shot role-playing games, quick-play adventures designed to begin and end in a single session. It served both as a summer social and a teaser for the association's major gaming expo set to return in February 2026. Today is just basically a tabletop RPG day, and it's basically just to get everyone pumped up for our yearly event in February, said Alicia Hallowiz, the group's volunteer coordinator. People came here, today, to play an RPG game, and they got information about our big event, in February. On offer were several curated campaigns, including the 80s-inspired Rourke's Rock, which saw players step into the shoes of forgotten toys navigating an unknown world, and Fiasco, a card-based narrative game full of dramatic twists. Also on the schedule, Dungeons & Dragons, Cyberpunk Red, and a Pokemon-themed RPG. The game I was running here was called Fiasco, and basically, you get relationship cards, needs, objectives, and you try to fill out the story, and a whole bunch of drama and twists ensue, said Hallowiz. And then in the other room there is Dungeons & Dragons and Cyberpunk Red, among other games, while attendance was modest. As expected for a midsummer event, Hallowiz said the low-key format was ideal for connecting with players and showcasing the group's library of games, many of which are pre-made one-shots or homebrew creations by local members. We don't really get a huge turnout for our summer events. That's why we do the game day instead of our regular three-day summer gacks, she said. People are going out camping, vacationing and spending time outside. At this time of year, proceeds from entry fees help fund the group's flagship event, the Gamers Arts Expo, GAX, a three-day winter convention that raises money for local children's charities with Hunger in Moose Jaw selected as this year's beneficiary. The 2026 edition is set for February 8 to 10 at the Moose Jaw Center for Arts and Culture, and will feature everything from board games and retro video game consoles to RPGs and generous door prizes. We invite you to come out, support us, and support the cause, Hallowiz said. In September, we also have the Saskatchewan Retro Game Con at the Old Sears Building up at the Town & Country Mall, and Moose Jaw Gamers Association will have a booth there. The Saskatchewan Retro Game Con will take place on Saturday, September 13, at the Town & Country Mall. Tickets are available now through a link on the association's Facebook page. For more information, visit mjga.ca or Moose Jaw Gamers on Facebook.